So today we'll do chapter 16, Tezayin, Siman Tezayin, and this talks about Shir Talit Uvoi Beis Ifim. What is the size of the Talit? And it has two paragraphs, two Sifim. So paragraph number one, Sif Aleph. Shir Talis Shechayeves Bitzitzis, the size of a Talit which is obligated to have tzitzis put in it, Shiru Chachomim, that was estimated by the sages, Im hi gedoyla kol kach, if it is so large, Shekotn shi gia leklal chinuch mitzvah tzitzis, it's so large that a minor who reached the level to be educated in mitzvahs, which means he's old enough to be educated in mitzvahs. What is the age when a child becomes old enough to be educated? So he says, Dahainu shuhu ben teshanim, 9 years old. A 9 year old is already old enough to be educated to do the mitzvahs, which means the reason why that is the day chosen is because she'ozu mishalich levadi bishuk, because at that point he walks on his own in the marketplace. He doesn't hold on to someone's hand while he's walking. He walks alone. Vitalisei olov, and he can wear his garment, and you don't have to worry that he's going to lose his garment. Tzarich lishmer talisei shaloi yoivad mimenu. You don't have to guard yourself. So when it says he can walk alone, it doesn't mean out of safety. And again, we didn't have all those people that are praying on children today, and today you can't leave them out of your sight anyway. But at that time, apparently, you can leave him on the marketplace. He can keep his garment, and he knows enough that he's going to bring back the garment. He's going to watch it. So we say, "V'imhu miskaseboy reishe v'rubay oirech gufoy v'reich rochbay," and the size of that garment is, now he's giving the basis, soon he'll tell you what it means, how it translates, but he goes through how they got to that measure. If the child, that 9 year old, could cover up his head, his most of the length of his body, you know, covers him mostly, and most of his width, so it surrounds him lengthwise over his head, and the godelman yudgimu shana leifshay, and it's so large that if you have a 13-year-old wearing that garment, would not be ashamed to walk out temporarily shook. It's sort of a small garment. It's too small for a 13-year-old. But if he wants, has to run out quickly on a temporary basis, he would put it on. He nikras kisus. That's called a garment. That's the definition of garment. V'chayeves b'tzitzis, and that would be obligated in tzitzit. V'asur li'slabish bo b'loy tzitzit, and then you're not allowed to put that on without tzitzit. Afilu b'beisoy, even in your own home, you're not allowed to do it. V'im ein akotn ben teshono miskase boy roshe v'rubay. But if it's not large enough for a 9 year old to cover up his head and most of his body, as said before, and that would be afal pisha godlman yudgimu shonim yoitzabo bakroy lishuk, even though if a 13 years old would use that garment on a temporary basis to go out in this marketplace, still we don't consider that to be a garment, because batlo daitei eitzel kol odom, that view of people doing that is nullified against the view of most of the people. We go by what most of the people consider to be a garment. Mipnei she'eino nikras ksus klal, that will not be considered a garment at all if it doesn't have at least the minimal size to put on a 9 year old. And therefore, v'lochein hi p'turah min ha-tzitzit, and that's why that garment would be exempt from the tzitzit. That's one opinion. But there's another dissenting opinion, v'yesh emrim, and others say that we don't even need the second condition that a 13-year-old should put it on. He just says straightforward, If a 9-year-old would cover up himself, his head and most of his body, even if a 13-year-old will not even temporarily put it on to go out in the marketplace, that is still called a kisus, a garment, which the Torah uses the word kisus, and
b'chayav es b'tzitzis,
and is chay b'tzitzis.
It's worn over the head in the marketplace?
Yeah, they used to use it like a shawl, wrap around, like our taluses, not a talus, cotton. They used to wear it like wrapping themselves, you know, covering themselves up. That's how they used to wear most of their, I guess, their upper garments that they would wear in such a way. So he says like this, V'alochik yisvore rishayna. And the ruling is like the first, the law is like the first ruling, which means, L'chein tzorich shalei las is talus cotton pachus mizahashir. So when it comes to us, when we are making a talit katan, a small garment, and we want to put tzitzis in it, we need to have the minute that we want to maximize the shear so that according to the first opinion, it should be large enough for a 13-year-old to temporarily put it on, because then you will be fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. L'chein, tzorech shloilas is talus cotton pachus mizeh ashir, not to make a talus cotton less than this amount, shenizbayer lifi asvara rishoyna, which was explained according to the first view. V'im roitzel yislabish betalus shebchusa mizeh ashir, if you want to put on a talus which is less than this amount, yatil bo tzitzis, so you should still put tzitzis on it, because kidei lochesh l'svara achroina, because we still take into account and we worry about the next opinion. Maybe even a smaller garment needs it, even if a 13-year-old wouldn't put it on. But don't make a bracha on it. So he says, if you want to make it smaller, but don't make a bracha on it. So it doesn't give you here the shiurim. It doesn't tell you the size as far as inches or ames or tfachim or anything else. It just tells you sizes, what it should fit, and then it goes by your own estimation. So, you know, they sell those little tzitzit that they put on little kids, you know, and they even sell for babies, you know. And generally speaking, tzitzit should be worn only after the child is weaned already, or is, you know, is not in diapers. I mean, not in diapers. By 3 years old. And also by 3 year old, over there, in other words, what I'm saying is like this, while the kids is in diapers, you don't put on the tzitzit, it's not respectful. Starting from 3, you should make sure he wears tzitzit. Between that age and that age, if you want to put them on tzitzit, it's okay. But those tzitzit don't have the shear, they don't have the amount, they're very, very small. So you have, you know, when the kids go to yeshiva, so they make the bracha on the tzitzit, it's not really clear that those tzitzit meet even the minimum requirement, because these kids are not 9 years old, you know, and they don't wear them. We're talking about tzitzit that fits, you know, a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old. But I guess because they're not obligated and they're making the bracha for training purposes, maybe them making it on their tzitzit is okay to make the bracha, even though it's obvious that it doesn't fit a 9-year-old at all. You know, it's way too small for that. Number two, this is the paragraph number two. Yizoru lasis betalisis ketanim, that you need to be careful that in the small talus, you make the talus cotton, hakasofayim rechoivim. You have to make the shoulder straps should be wide. Don't make it a thin strap for your shoulder for the tzitzis. Dahainu hachatiches hamutolis al hakosif. Those are the pieces that are laying on the shoulders. Ke'echid le'leisa avira dahai gisa v'avira dahai gisa v'lebatalei. So he doesn't want that the space that is in both sides of the talus. And I have to take a look exactly what he means here. He doesn't want them to make them like they're non-existent, because if there is more space than strap, it's almost like it's non-existent. I'm not sure You know, we have these laws with regards to walls for an Erev, walls for any times you want. So you have to make sure that there's more standing. Over here, I'm not sure exactly. He says the ear on this side, meaning maybe on one side of the strap and the ear on the other side of the strap, and bimavatlid. He doesn't say how wide. Not sure exactly what it is. I need to look this up and see what it is. Okay, we'll leave it for next time.